In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. The Courtyard Hounds are at it again. Two-thirds of the Dixie Chicks and sisters Emily Robison and Marty McGuire have announced a new record titled Amelita. The duo says the album is full of a new perspective now that Robison's divorce from country singer-songwriter Charlie Robison isn't nearly as fresh as it was on their 2010 self-titled debut. Emily Robison will again take the vocal lead on the album, but her multi-instrumentalist sister also co-penned 7 of the 11 tracks. Amelita is due out July 16th. One of the biggest bands in prog rock just announced their own summer festival. Yes will headline the one-day Yestival in Camden, New Jersey on August 3rd. They will be joined by Genesis tribute band The Musical Box, Carl Palmer, Renaissance, and more. Yes, who just wrapped a world tour, say they will play through the entirety of 1971's The Yes album and 72's Close to the Edge, as well as new material. Tickets go on sale Friday. Dap Kings singer Sharon Jones has been diagnosed with bile cancer. On the band's website, Jones announced that doctors found a stage 1 tumor on her bile duct, but the 57-year-old singer says the cancer is both operable and curable. The Dap Kings have canceled their summer tour and pushed back the release of their 6th album, Give the People What They Want, which had been slated for early August. Jones is staying positive, saying she's looking forward to getting back on the road and giving the people what they want. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.